I would describe myself as a four-point Calvinist, and that is definitely the one where I say logically I get five-point Calvinism. If this one's true and this one's true and this one's true, then this must be true. But it's what does Scripture say? And so Scripture definitely teaches election. Now, if you want to define election in some different way, we are chosen, et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to 1 John 2:2, in terms of he died not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world, I literally can't think of what more would you want to be said to clarify the meaning there. And when I look at even, a couple of friends who have written, study Bibles, who have a note that then explains that the whole world is really not the whole world. And I'm going, what? I mean, if somebody, the Bible's translated into the language of unreached people groups, and they read that, and it says he died not only for our sins, our clearly in the context, fellow believers, not just our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world, not just the sins of the world, the whole world, in case you were thinking world wasn't inclusive enough. You know, it's like the whole world. I mean, to me, it's just such an emphatic statement. And then you've also got the First Peter passage about the false teachers who deny the Lord who bought them. These false teachers, I don't think there is any way that you could read that and think they're going to heaven unless they radically convert to Jesus. I mean, this is not, oh, they're sort of weak Christians. No, they are false teachers. It's like false teachers misleading others, headed, you know, their teachings from the pit of hell, yet the Lord bought them. What does that mean if it doesn't mean that he paid the price for them?